Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the Consumers Energy Au Sable River Canoe Marathon's Dash for Cash coming up on Tuesday night, Justin Griffith. How are you, Justin?
Very good. Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, big event. How many years has the Dash for Cash been going on, Justin?
I think this is our sixth year.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Better and better and better every year, and this year looks to be just as good. Tell us about, for anybody who's not come out, what the Dash for Cash is all about. It starts up tomorrow night. When's it get started on Tuesday night?
It's around 5 o'clock. We get everybody lined up and, you know, ready to go. And the racing usually starts a little closer to 5:30. But the registration is from 3 until 5, and it's a good chance to meet some of the paddlers that are in the Sable River Canoe Marathon.
And as we've said in the past, opposite from the canoe marathon, this is a dash, so it's not 20 hours. We're talking about just a matter of seconds that they're paddling down the river.
Yeah, in comparison, each leg or each sprint is around a minute in length from Gilbert's Drugstore down to the finish line of the Au Sable River Canoe Marathon.
Exactly. So, and it's a heat style thing. So it's kind of like bracket style, like what you see with March Madness.
Absolutely. The single elimination, the loser is in the first round. There's a second chance where they can battle it out for a few extra bucks, and we pair them up in according to how their times. So they're more neck-and-neck races, and the winner keeps moving along out the bracket until a champion is crowned.
That's right, and that champion, well worth their while, because you guys got a pretty good prize purse for this.
Yeah, we have a $5,000 prize pool, and I'd like to thank Consumers Energy for that.
Sweet.
And it's free to marathon entrance, so it's... It's one of the shortest races they'll ever do for that amount of money.
You're right. But it is also absolutely free for, anybody who'd like to come out and watch. This is going to be a great spectator event.
Absolutely. This year, the Dash for Cash was kind of designed for the out-of-state, out-of-town paddlers that are here for 10 days prior to the marathon or whatever, and it was a structured event to bring them all down to this area for a minute. They get to check out the lower end of the river a little bit and race for some money with no entry fee.
That's right. So come on out. Bring your cooler. Bring your lawn chairs. There's seating there, too. But enjoy. And you've got some fine sponsors who help put this on every year, too.
Absolutely. Consumers Energy, our title sponsor for Gilbert's Drugs. The Gilbert family has always been very supportive of the Au Sable River Canoe Marathon for many, many, many years. And this year we picked up Butterson Construction, some local guys that really do great work. I stand behind them in my own profession, and proud to have them on board this year also.
Boy, you bet. And I'm looking forward to being out there tomorrow afternoon. We'll be doing some quick segments before we get into the racing, as you mentioned, just before 5:30. Kind of a preview of the big race coming up this weekend already. Time is flying, isn't it, Justin?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I was saying about the race being geared towards some of the out-of-state, out-of-town paddlers, this year we have a record-breaking number of out-of-state and out-of-country paddlers that now, for the first time, have outnumbered Michigan paddlers.
No kidding. Wow. So come on out to the race with an international flair coming up, of course, Saturday night in Grayling, wrapping up Sunday in Oscoda, right where we'll be tomorrow night for the Dash for Cash at Finish Line Park there on US 23 in Oscoda. Everyone, welcome to come on out. Justin, I know you're a busy guy. Thanks for joining us today, and I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night for the Dash for Cash.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin. You have a good one.